Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's telephone town hall. My name is Hope, and I'll be hosting tonight's telephone town hall with President Jim McLaughlin. We'll get started in just a few moments, and right now we are dialing out to thousands of members so that they can hear the most recent union updates. And now we will go ahead and go to Jim for his remarks.
Well, good evening, everybody, and I want to thank Hope for moderating. Wishing Will good luck. Hopefully everything's fine with him, but it is nice to have a new moderator to change things up for us this evening. So thank you, Hope. Before we get too in-depth this evening, though, I want to remind everybody on this call that if you stick around till the end of the call, your name and phone number will go into a drawing, and we are going to have 10 $100 American Express gift cards to raffle off for people that remain on the whole call. So I'm going to try to get you done in 20 minutes or so. We really started using the telephone town halls early on in 2020 to get as much information out as possible to all of our members regarding COVID or safety protocols or just latest updates on what we should be doing or could be doing. And I think it was a pretty effective way to communicate with everybody. And we're at a point now where fuel prices are going up. Our time, our members' time, is really at a premium, and people aren't able to come to meetings as quickly or as often as they would like to. And so we want to move back into somewhat regular telephone town halls to make sure that we're giving everyone the opportunity to get that information firsthand. Now, I recognize this evening there's a group of people who won't be able to get on this telephone town hall. The night crews are probably still sleeping, and the people that are working right now are probably not able to get on either. So what we're going to do is take a recording of the telephone town hall this evening, and we are going to upload it into our U-Link program so that our members can log into their portal and hear this telephone town hall for the next week or so, get all the information that's being shared. So even if somebody is not on the call this evening, they will be able to get the information, and hopefully that helps them. I appreciate everybody who sent in. We had probably hundreds of emails with questions or topics that people would like to be brought up this evening. And while going through those emails, many of them, as you can imagine, were the same. But we had a few that were unique, and we had a huge number of them that were probably more one-person questions, kind of a grievance, that we forwarded on to the union reps, and the union reps will be getting with you shortly. Let me move into some of the things that are going on inside the local union right now. The minimum wage bill, this will answer a lot of the questions on cost of living and other issues. The minimum wage bill that went into effect in 2018 and has continued to drive the minimum wage in the state had a cost of living adjustment built into it. So each year as inflation rises, we are able to see an increase in those starting rates for workers in Arizona. Our contracts have also built in wages over those starting rates, and each step is driven more by as the minimum wage increases, so will those rates. Where anyone who's been a member of the union in the past, we'd negotiate rates, and we would negotiate increases to those rates that were really every 780 hours. And while we still have the progressions, the 780 or 1,040 or 520-hour progressions, the minimum wage will drive up those rates. As it stands right now, if minimum wage was based on the inflation through May-ish, we would be looking at an increase in the minimum wage in Arizona of over a dollar. Well, that's really going to push up all the other wages as we get to January. Now, it doesn't mean that's enough. We're seeing our members struggling to survive on the raises they're getting now, or the ones that got a raise last January, continuing to try to manage their budget for the period of time. And we are reaching out to the companies to try to find different ways that we can find solutions. We've reached out to both companies, asked them to look at how far our members are driving to their workplace and trying to get them closer to home because fuel is over $5 a gallon. We have members that are spending $50 or $100 a week just to go back and forth to work. We think that's something that we need to get on right now to try to get people closer to home and save money. So we've reached out to both Safeway and Fry's for that. We are looking at when the implementation of the minimum wage is going to go in and want to have more discussions with the companies to try to see if we can't get some of those wages sooner than the end. But, you know, if not, we need to be prepared for January and what we're going to be able to do in January. So we have a lot of opportunities, not the least of which the minimum wage with the cost of living increase was built in to the bill that we helped push in 2006 and then again in 2016. So minimum wage with a cost of living increase was really designed by your union, by you, to lift wages up for everybody. We recently got through a program here in the local union where we were out talking to many of our members who had not yet joined the union. We had four what we call SPURs, Special Project Union Representatives, that came out for that program and were involved and helped sign up almost 3,000 new members into Local 99. And I want to recognize them really quick. We have Chano Rangel from here in Phoenix, John Blair out of Flagstaff, and Terrence Hatcher out of Williams, and also Andrew Duke from down in Tucson. And I want to remind anybody on this call, if you're interested in getting more involved in the union or coming out on a SPUR program, you need to just get a hold of your union rep. There's also a link on our website that you can sign into, and you can be considered for future programs. Get out, get more involved in the union, trained on what's going on. We are in an incredible organizing position right now, organizing workers across a bunch of different industries, but also we still need good SPURs to help service our members that are in the stores and the packing plants and elsewhere. I also want to take a quick second and recognize a couple of staff. This evening, Caitlin Sullivan, our field director, is in the hospital, going to give birth to her baby girl. And we're all very excited for Caitlin. And I know she's going to be very excited to have the baby. And I'm sure she'll be bringing her in the office and we'll all get to hear all about her in no time at all. And I also want to congratulate Wes Young, our field rep. At the end of this month, he will be retiring and retired from Local 99. So I want to congratulate both of them for all of their service to the local union and for all these awesome events going on in their lives. We also have our stewards conference scheduled. It is September 14th. If you are a steward, please clear that date on your calendar. We really need to have you back. We've not been able to do a steward seminar, obviously, for the last 2 years, but also the year prior to that. So it's been almost, I think, 4 or 5 years since our last steward seminar. We need to have a great event, and we're looking forward to having everybody there. If you're in a store and you don't know who your union steward is, maybe it's you. Maybe it should be you. So if you don't have a steward in your store, get a hold of your union rep, and let's figure out how to get you more involved. The Stewards Conference will be a great opportunity for you to get firsthand knowledge of what's going on in the local union, how to make your store or your workplace better. And we're going to bring stewards in from all over Local 99. We will have our stewards from all throughout Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah at the Stewards Conference, again, September 14th. So if you are a steward, plan on that date. And if you don't know who the steward is in your store, why don't you try to come out for that Stewards Conference. Again, we had hundreds of questions that were sent in to the local union. Most of them were on the cost of living and what we're doing. I just touched on that a few minutes ago. But we also had a lot of questions on COVID. The current policies that your companies have put out are available on their portals that you would have access to. I still encourage people to wear masks in the store. I still wear a mask when I'm in the store. I think it's just being safe right now. It's a bit of a pain, and if you don't like it, it's difficult, but it still is saving you from getting it. I suspect most of us at this point have had COVID. I still think of the more than 30 members of Local 99 who didn't make it, who died of COVID over the last couple of years. I don't want to see any more members lost because of something preventable by wearing a mask or vaccines or whatever we end up doing. But I encourage you all to wear masks at work, wash your hands, obviously, and do those things. These numbers are going up again, and we're hopeful that this is going to get to be much safer, and it probably is much safer than it was, but we need to make it much safer for everybody, especially you. Every one of you is a frontline essential worker that needs to be recognized for that, but also needs to be protected. So I encourage you all to protect yourselves as well. Talk to you really quick about what's going on in New Mexico. You know that we represent, because it's in the newsletter, cannabis workers in the state of New Mexico working at dispensaries. Two great things going on there. One is we just were able to negotiate our members in New Mexico being part of our health plan. So members working there just came under your union health plan. Saves them a lot of money, improves their benefits, and gives us a lot better opportunity to organize workers there. I am also met with the governor today, and we think we're coming, governor of New Mexico, I apologize, and we think we're coming up with a plan to help organize more workers in New Mexico to give them all the ability to have a union and have better health care because of it. So a lot of great things going on in New Mexico with our members in the cannabis industry. And then also tomorrow I'm meeting with the JBS company to review clinics. One of the things we negotiated in their contract was healthcare through clinics provided in the area for their entire families. And we're having a meeting tomorrow to discuss clinics and try to implement a clinic model for our members up in Hiram, but also something that hopefully we could roll out across the membership, because clinics offer quicker opportunities for people to get health care. On the subject of health care, our members working with Fry's and at Safeway in our plans A and B of the contract, in your last contract, we ratified an improvement for your dental and your vision, and it came down to utilization. So if you didn't utilize all of your benefits on dental in the prior year, you would be eligible for up to half of your plan benefit in the next year. And for those that had carryover, which could have been up to $750 depending on your plan, the health plan is already taking action on that, making sure that people are getting their money. And so if you've exceeded your maximum, plan A is $1,500. So if you've exceeded the $1,500 maximum, you should be working on the $750 that you would have carried over from the prior year, or whatever the amount was from the prior year. If you're not, or if there's some questions, or there's something going on there, please get a hold of your union rep, and your union rep will get a hold of the health plan and try to see what's going on and try to fix it. On your vision benefits, it's a little more complicated in that if you didn't use your vision benefits in the prior year, you still have the opportunity to get half for your frames. It just, you'll have to pay for the increased cost of your frames immediately or at the time of ordering. And then when VSP submits back to the health plan who got what frames and what the cost was, the health plan should recognize the overpayment and will cut a check back to the participant for that amount. So we are still working through some of those details, although we're 6 months into the plan year that it went into effect, and they're still working on it. But if there's any hitches or you haven't heard anything, again, let's get a hold of either the plan or get a hold of your rep to try to work through those things. So a lot of that stuff going on. you know, the health plan is an essential part, an important part of our employment here in the stores and in the food packing and processing as well. And so I want to make sure everybody is up to speed on the health plan, and if there are any issues, they're getting a hold of who they need to get hold to get that fixed. I also want to talk to you briefly about the number of shootings in grocery stores recently. And I know it came across in some of our questions. I know the security of our members at work is a concern for all of us. You know, we saw what happened in Buffalo, New York. We saw what happened in Colorado recently, Long Island. The grocery store is certainly a soft target, I guess, for lack of a better description. And I want everyone to, you know, pay attention to what's going on at work. You know, we're in constant conversations with the companies about what kind of security they can provide, what needs to be provided. We've worked with police departments across our jurisdiction to try to make sure that they recognize the important role that grocery stores play in our communities and why they're so why they've been targeted in other areas of the country. You know, but I also think that it's not unimportant to recognize that one of our stores here in Arizona was targeted, you know, a little more than a decade ago when Congresswoman Giffords was shot in front of a Safeway store. We experienced it firsthand. We know the horror that goes along with it, the concern for our coworkers. So I encourage everybody to pay attention to what's going on out there. If they see something or hear something happening, to immediately let everybody know so that we can try to get to safe places within our store. The companies I know have worked through and have come up with plans. So it's just about all of us working together to protect each other. And, you know, hopefully we don't have any issues going on in our stores or our parking lots, although they seem to happen all too regularly anymore. With that, I really have come to the end. I want to remind everybody that stayed on this long that you will be put into a raffle for a $100 gift card, and I wish you all the luck on that. If you don't get a call from your rep, if you did submit a question, you don't get a call from your rep as a personal grievance, please get back to us here at the local union, and we'll track down an answer for you for your question. But they have been sent out to your union rep for answer. Again, thank you all for joining me this evening. Have a great rest of the week, and we will plan another telephone town hall soon. Don't forget the Stewards Conference, September 14th, and if you need any more information on that, contact your rep. Thank you, everyone, and have a great evening.